And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard right there, the Invictus, with Do the Heart of Human Serviette Radio Show, an interview from Los Angeles, California. Chaim! And also some other special surprises. May also fit in an interview with Macklemore, who Legs all about, and the person is not called Legs, the person is called Sir Bald Diddley. The name of the song, Gotta Eat. If you haven't been too confused, you're going to get confused even more, because this record comes from the amazing double CD, Hip Bone Slim versus Sir Bald. And we're going to hear, as I mentioned, the track Gotta Eat by Sir Bald Diddley. So this is Sir Bald Diddley, a whole bunch of great diddley from the UK, and this is called Legs, and their track is called Gotta Eat. Brand new on Dirty Water Records. Here's Legs featuring Sir Bald Diddley with Gotta Eat on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show.
There's a cardinal sitting in a dogwood tree, singing on a lazy day. We've got something in common, that cardinal and me, 'cause we're in Carolina and nothing could be finer. It's the land of the sunshine, where the mountains kiss the heavens, the streams are as pure as the snow. It's the ocean and its breeze, it's the cradle of history. Sunshine, where the mountains kiss and live your every dream. North Carolina.
And you're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard, right there, North Carolina is the friendliest land by the Rhodes Brothers. And before that, Crazy and the Brains with Let Me Go from Baldy Longhair Records. Which is interesting, because right before Crazy and the Brains, that was brand new from Crazy and the Brains, we heard Sir Bald Diddley and his band Legs doing the song Gotta Eat. So, UK Sir Bald Diddley versus Baldy Longhair Records, Crazy and the Brains, New York and New Jersey. And then, as I mentioned, just heard right there, the Rhodes Brothers with North Carolina, the friendliest land. Coming up on the Nardwar Human Serviette Radio Show, an interview with Haim from Los Angeles, California. And to prepare you for Haim, thought I'd play a bunch of tracks here. Gonna begin with something by Jungle. This is brand new from Jungle from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And the song Midnight Limousine is gonna be featured from their amazing Pacific Oblique. Taken a few years to come out, but it has finally been unleashed. So we're going to hear Midnight Limousine by Jungle. Then going to follow it up by two tracks by The Dilettantes. Thank you so much, Erica, for sending these into me. These are two unreleased tracks by The Dilettantes from North Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, recorded circa 1984. Interesting note about the Dilettantes. They once played a gig, and their sax player shut down. That's how tough it was in the 80s. You take off your shirt, and the gig is shut down. So we're going to hear some shirtless rock by the Dilettantes. We're going to hear the Dilettantes theme with Paul McKenzie on saxophone and Gregory's Girl. Then we're going to hear the Shags with my pal Footfoot, and then an interview with Haim from Los Angeles, California. So right now, to begin, here's Jungle with the song Midnight Limousine on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show!
Home. I go to his house, knock at his door. People come out and wish I could find you. I've looked here, I've looked there, I've looked everywhere. Oh, foot, foot, why can't I find you? Foot, foot, where can you be?
Foot, foot, why won't you answer me?
Foot, foot,
oh, foot, foot, wherever you are, I want you to come home with me. I don't have time to roam, I have things to do. I have to go home, oh, foot, foot, where are you?
Like to roam so well, he would still have a place to dwell. Foot, foot, please answer me. I know where you are, you're behind that tree.
Foot, foot, please come to me. Foot, foot, now that you're here, won't you come home? Foot, foot, promise me this, that you will never again
roam. Who are you?
We are Haim.
Haim, welcome to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
We're excited.
First off, what's going on right now? You have a better hat than me.
No. I don't think we have a better hat than you. I think yours is definitely better, but we tried. We studied it and we
this
did our
I
best.
Came up with. But if you want to make you a new one.
And excuse me, I was kind of rude. I was fixating on your hats and not your names. Who are you individually? Please introduce the members of Haim. Who are you?
Esty Haim.
Danielle Haim.
Alana Haim.
And together you are?
Haim!
Now, Haim, aside from hats, you guys love...
That's crazy. That is my favorite song. He does a live version of it in Las Vegas. That is one of my favorite songs I've ever listened to in my whole life.
Well, have you guys ever been to Hawaii at all?
Yes,
actually.
Do you want to hear Elvis in Hawaii?
Yes.
I have a gift for you right here. Suspicious Minds live. Rehearsal.
Where did you find this?
In Hawaii, for you guys.
Favorite song. This is my favorite song. Oh my God, I love him.
Now you are. Is Esty sort of psychic?
I think so. I think.
You say psychic, some people say psycho. It doesn't, you know.
You said sweaty. When Esty is sweaty, what happens?
I don't know. I don't know what happens. She just has bass face all the time. What happens when she gets sweaty, Nardwar? I feel like you know the answer.
When you get sweaty, and I have another gift for you, you need to have some Elvis perfume.
Oh, no. Where did you get this, Nardwar?
I smell really bad.
I do. I smell really bad when I get sweaty.
I just thought when you're listening to Elvis, you know, because that's what he would use.
Can I tell you something? In this song, in the version that I love, they do a fade in and a fade out, which, you know, it's like kind of like DJ sets, like turning the volume up and turn it back down, but they do it naturally. That was like my favorite part. It's like Elvis was a genius, and I love Elvis, and this is the
you
best.
Know, genius. This is not perfume, Nardwar. Definitely aftershave. So yeah, I know you're also trying to tell me maybe I need to...
Package. Okay. I mean, look at the nice packaging, too.
Packaging is great.
Amazing. It's epic. That's very epic.
Oh, my
epic.
God. It's spilling on me. What do you think, Nardwar?
Let me smell.
Now I am Elvis.
Now you are Haim.
What good. Is the Haim smell, by the way? What is the Haim
We're
smell?
Getting close. The smell.
This is getting close. This is pretty close.
It's pretty much we smell like dudes.
Yeah. Haim, how much money did you guys have? Like, i.e., were you really paid in soup for one of your gigs?
Yes, we were.
Lots of ball soup.
Our first gig at Canner's Deli, we played at the Kibitz Room, and we were paid in matzo ball soup, and it was worth it.
Well, it was the best thing.
Well, worth it.
Quote, oh my gosh, Esty, look at her hair. It's like...
so big.
Could you please tell me what is going on right here with the Valley Girl? Could you please explain here? This takes a bit of explaining. Could you please tell the people?
Okay. Well, what was we? I mean, I wasn't in the band. I was just the cute little sister that I was
well,
in the
was
band.
The cheerleader.
I was the cheerleader, but we just. I mean, Esty and Danielle. I had a bleached blonde.
Tell the people. Point to the people where everybody is.
I had a nice little mullet. I was like 16
in my like, punky phase.
We were just
like 11.
Basically, we all just wanted to play music when we were kids. Frankenstein. Who knows? That was our album name. So we all have just like, we because of this, we came together because we were like, no one likes music better than we do. And we know what we like. So after that, you know, we just decided to just do it ourselves and become a band.
And Esty, who is this again? Could you please tell the people?
That's my sister, Danielle, with blue hair.
We all have a past.
It's all good. The 2000s was an interesting time for fashion and music. So I think that we kindly represent that in this picture.
Well, Danielle, I want to ask you about those nice pants you're wearing. I love what's on there. It is pretty punky.
More rock and roll, AC/DC, Angus. Angus is my favorite guitar player. I play an SG, so.
And I'm also fixated on right there, Little Nyx. Who's Little Nyx? Yeah. She looks amazing.
Shout out to Little Nyx. What up, girl? Little Nyx was our drummer. And a very furry Kangol hat. Alana's wearing a Kangol hat also.
All about it. All about it.
But yeah, we actually went to UCLA together later in life. We bumped into each other on campus, and I was like, weird, my past is catching up with me. That's so crazy.
Now, speaking of bumping into people that you were in a band with, the singer, Rachel. Is that Rachel the singer?
Raquel.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Did you have that problem?
Raquel.
Raquel. Now, I've heard that she's worked with P. Diddy.
I don't know.
Song with P. Diddy on YouTube.
That's amazing.
You guys would, I mean, maybe she could hook you up because you like that type of stuff.
Maybe. The world is a big and wondrous place, maybe.
You really do get down with the dance stuff. And I have another gift for you guys, Haim. Right here are your favorite, Adina
Howard!
With Freak Like
Me! Because I will be a freak until the night, until the dawn.
Oh my God.
What's the importance of Freak Like Me to Adina Howard? Could you please explain?
The importance of Freak Like Me, she knew what she wanted. She was an independent woman, and she laid it on the line. She had a little freakiness inside, and that's what she said in the song. And it's a great song.
You get these, and I think of moms, and your mom was on the Gong Show? Yeah.
She was on the Gong
Show. Other shows that she's been on, and can we see that clip?
Oh my gosh, my mom would love to. Let's make a deal, because they needed money to go on their honeymoon, and they won money to go on their honeymoon. They won $2,000 on Let's Make a Deal. But
I was born 9 months later after the honeymoon. It's not
right after they got married, and then. But
what's the honeymoon?
It happened to be in Hawaii. Weird.
So you're born in Hawaii?
I was made in Hawaii.
That's gross. But anyways, my mom, when she was 21 or 20 years old, she got scouted at a coffee shop
in LA,
because she wanted to be like the next Joni Mitchell, and she went on the Gong Show and lost the first time. She lost to a Pop and Lock dance crew.
Father and son, Pop and Lock dance crew.
And then she got asked to come back again because she was just so loved, and she sang a Bonnie Raitt song that was a B-side called Let Me Be Your Blender, and she won. And we have a gong in our house.
With a bunch of candles around it. It's like a shrine.
I mean, hooray for mom.
Hooray for mom.
Dad, too. Hooray for dad.
Hooray for dad. We couldn't do it without my dad. Couldn't be here without him.
Yeah.
Danielle, what about your dad?
My dad's an amazing drummer, actually. He taught us all how to play drums.
And your mom?
Mom's an amazing guitarist, taught us how to play guitar.
But they're also involved in, and I love this, Realty. Could you explain what's going on here? This is the Rock and Roll Realtors.
So my parents... a real estate team.
This is the coolest card, isn't it?
I know. And their slogan actually is "Music to your ears, sold." That is their slogan. They are the best realtors ever in the world, in the valley.
If you need a house in the valley,
call. Hit up my parents. Donna and Moti. They're the ones that will get you a house. They actually see.
What's it like being a rock and roll realtor? Because are people afraid that maybe the houses they're selling are all trashed?
I mean, no, they are.
My parents are quality. They love selling houses to musicians, and I feel like they connect on that point. You know, most of my parents' clientele are musicians that we, you know, like, and it's really cool. They are rock and roll. See that? We come from that.
Nice little taped sold sign on the timbales.
On the timbales.
I remember that. Yeah. My mom's
little telly.
Drums. You guys love the drums. You're saying your dad's totally into the drum.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
never can be enough drums, can there?
Never.
I love a drum circle. There's never enough drum circles. Like, you guys, explain about the drum circle you have sometimes when you guys play.
Basically, mostly at the end of our set, we kind of finish one song and we all kind of break out into a little drum circle.
And your dad sometimes comes over to drum circle.
Our dad sometimes plays bongos or timbales.
And your mom doesn't get left out because she does Mustang Sally.
Yeah, my mom. Actually, our first song that we've ever learned in Rockenheim, the band with my parents, was Mustang Sally, and it's. I think we've played that song over 300 times.
And you do really well on the bass line. It's really funky, isn't it?
Thank you. I'm glad that you appreciate it.
How long have you had the funkified version? Did you learn that like right from the beginning? Because it was very funkified.
I think you're born with it. I think you're either born with funk or you're not, and I think I am.
But we are missing somebody, aren't we? We're missing somebody.
Dash Hutton.
And Dash Hutton, his dad, speaking of dad, and I have another gift for you, was in
Three Dog Night.
There he is. There's Dash. Who's Dash? And tell me about his dad.
Oh my
Dash's
God.
Dash's dad is actually a friend of ours now. We love Dash's dad. He was in Three Dog Night. He sang Joy to the World, which I sang in kindergarten. Bringing it around. But Dash is basically, you know, one of our best friends, and he is like one of the most amazing people I've ever met.
He's on drums.
Oh, he's the drummer.
He's the best drummer.
He's gonna be so excited.
Now you can learn a song because it's the sheet music. Because you guys can read the music. Classically trained, right, Esty?
Yeah, classically trained, no joke.
Now, Chuck Negron was the singer of Three Dog Night. Mm. He wrote a book called Three Dog Nightmare. I don't know if you guys ever read that book.
No, we have never read it. Mm-mm.
Has Dash ever told you about the craziness of the Three Dog Night?
No. I mean,
he alluded to like the crazy 70s, but no, nothing specific.
Because there's this one story in Three Dog Nightmare where Chuck Negron, the lead singer, has so much sex that his ended up splitting, and he had to wrap it in a towel and then go to the hospital.
Tragic.
That is a nightmare.
Is that just another night out with Dash Hutton?
I mean,
Dash is a gentleman. Yeah. He is definitely a gentleman. He would not do that to ladies.
We're also very protective over him.
Want to go to him, have to go through us. So,
Dash Hutton, you got to go through all three of us first.
I was thinking, though, because Dash isn't here and I've given you some gifts, I got to give something to Dash. Aww. So I got this Beach Boys Staxo Tracks.
This is his favorite band. He's obsessed with the Beach Boys.
I don't know if you're familiar with this record, but this is the original backing tracks to the songs.
Oh my God. He's going to love
it. You can sing, God like, Only Knows. This like, is the original like, God Only Knows on the back.
So you can do like sing along to it, like karaoke style, sort of.
Oh my gosh, so cool. That is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Have you guys done any Beach Boys covers, or has Dash told you about any Beach Boys stuff? Because, you know, there's a lot of connections between the Three Dogger, you know.
Yeah. Well, he said that he's like Three Dog Night went on tour with the Beach Boys back in the 80s. He told us about that. But we did a cover of Little Surfer Girl for our friend's birthday at the Hotel Cafe like 4 years ago. That's the closest we've gotten, I think.
And you guys are
awesome. This is so awesome. Thank
Freaking
you.
Out.
For Dash, right? He'll get it, won't he? Because you intercept everything that gets to Dash, doesn't he? But you also were known as the Bagel Bitches?
Our uncle really wanted us to be called, because when we started it,
Norm
was like, number one name, Bagel Bitches. And it actually was a contender for a little bit. I'm not going to lie. It was a contender, but it...
Yeah, it got quickly X-nayed. I thought people would think that was weird. A little weird.
But you guys love food, though. Like, you love food. Taco Zone.
I love Taco Zone. Have you been to Taco Zone?
No, I've just read about it. Tell me about the Taco Zone.
Yeah. No, it is a Ralph's.
It's a Ralph's.
Is it? Yeah, off of...
What would you order there?
Sunset. Suadero tacos, which is like a brisket. It's really good.
Yeah, Suadero is the vibe. And then they have salsas on the outside. You put a little dollop of salsa on it.
How about Burrito King? Do you ever do any Burrito Kinging at all?
Burrito King. They have a really good veggie burrito. I'm vegan, so I get their veggie burrito. Sans queso.
But there's also a place More Than Waffles.
Oh my God. We love
eggs or oatmeal, it always comes with a waffle and a delicious waffle.
Banana honey.
Wait. Are you talking about banana honey shake?
I thought they had some sort of waffle there that was banana-ish.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, where can I get that, though?
Banana honey nut shake at Cafe 101 is kind of the best thing ever. You've been to Cafe 101.
No, I haven't been to the Thirsty Crow either. What about the Thirsty Crow?
It's a good bar, but outside of Thirsty Crow, there's another taco stand called Slice of Heaven where it's a quesadilla with meat on top, cut up avocado, queso, salsa, cucumber.
No,
Danielle, I just introduced and interrupted Esty. Like, I interrupt. Do many people interrupt Esty?
No one interrupts Esty.
Back to you, Esty. Sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying about the cafe.
No idea how delicious that shake is. It's so good.
It's the banana.
Yeah, but I get it.
It's a nut and honey with...
banana.
With banana. But I mean, I don't get it as much anymore because I don't have honey in things. But when I did, it was delicious.
And you guys are a rock and roll band.
Hi, am.
But you also have, and I have another gift for you right here, a tribute band to the Shags called the Shime.
Oh, Hi-em. We love it.
My pal's name is Footfoot.
He always likes to. Whoa, my pal's name is Footfoot. Our friend made a cover like this with our faces in the middle, and it said the Shyams.
That's your tribute band, right? That's what I was trying to say. So tell me about the tribute band.
We just play My Pal's Name is Footfoot.
One day we will pay tribute to the
Do you think that should be the cover of our record, Nardwar?
What, that, with your faces over top?
Like face and hole.
Well, this has already been on Broadway. They made a play out of it. So, they've done the play, so.
Maybe we need to break out on our own, even though we love the Shags. Yeah, we love the Shags.
What was it like at your first gig at the CIA?
Oh, my gosh.
That was 7707, so it was pretty lucky. And it was when Danielle had just graduated high school and all of our friends came. And it was all ages, so everyone got to come.
But that's an interesting place, so isn't it? There's dead...
There's a mummy there, a legit mummy.
Clowns.
There's dead clowns, and there's...
In coffins.
It's the weirdest place in the world.
It stands for the California Institute of Abnormalities. So it's just weird shit everywhere.
It's perfect for Hymen.
Basically, it was a great place for a first gig.
So was it the first gig after the Valley Girls?
First gig.
We took a while to write our own songs because with that we weren't really writing our own songs. So wrote our own songs during high school, and
that was a long time. Yeah, Valley Girls was like.
What was the last gig with the Valley Girls?
I don't even remember.
What place might have been? Like you've gone from wherever to a place with dead clowns
in Canada.
Really?
Yeah. What's that shopping?
The West Edmonton Mall.
No.
Wait a second.
Toronto.
Eaton Center?
No, what's the... It's the store with Macy's. With the store with...
The Bay?
The Bay!
That's what it
is. We played at the Bay, in a mall.
I think that's when we broke up.
That was our last show. Yeah. It was too much.
Oh my God, how many malls did you play?
It takes a couple malls. I think that was the only mall that we played, but it was fun. We got to go to Canada for our first time.
That's kind of fun playing in the mall, though, isn't it?
It was really cool.
I was excited.
But if we head back to Los Angeles with Haim, we go to the Schmel. Now, how come you guys were cut out of the Schmel documentary?
I don't know.
I would have loved to be a part of it. We only played, my favorite show that we ever played was at the Schmel, and we opened up for Abe Vigoda, No Age, and Mika Miko, which were three bands that I don't know if they're definitely not like us, but they wanted us to play, and it was the biggest show we had played to date at that time.
Friends with Jen from Mika Mika, who's now in Bleached, and we're both diabetic, so we totally vibe on a diabetic level. And she was like, well, you're diabetic, I'm diabetic, like, let's play a show together. And I was like, all right. And that was the show that we played. It was at a breakfast, the pancake breakfast.
8 o'clock in the morning with vegan pancakes. And we ate the vegan pancakes and we played a show, and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. I love the Schmel, but we have so much love for the Schmel. Everyone that we know plays there, and it's still an amazing venue.
What does she look like?
What we call base face.
Can you demonstrate?
Me demonstrate?
No, I mean, okay.
It's like that. She always bobs her head. It's like a stank thing. It's like she smells.
What?
Did it?
Oh, no.
Actually, Comcast, when I was in high school, we didn't have any money.
And we sang
on Comcast jingles because we would get $50 for 20 minutes of singing, which was like $1 million to me at that time. Basically, because of Comcast, I ate. And so me, Essie, and Danielle loved to make extra money when we were kids. We would just sing a little bit and we would get money from Comcast. So thanks.
Thanks, Comcast. Thanks for letting me eat. Awesome.
And then you got money from Wasteland?
I worked at Wasteland. Actually, I feel like your whole outfit would have come from Wasteland if you had gone there. This would definitely be something I would buy at Wasteland.
You guys did an amazing job on the Nard hats.
It's really hard, Nardwar. Every vintage store in LA could not find anything remotely like it. We had to make our own.
How did you make them? How did you do that? What did you look for?
We looked for caps. Sans the pom-pom. Just caps. And we finally found them. We went to 70 different thrift stores and found three different ones. And then went to Joanne's Fabrics, bought a glue gun and some pom-poms. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. And there you have it.
How about the glasses?
We went to a CVS. Believe me, the glasses were the hard part.
That was the hardest part.
It took us.
Yours.
The 90s make my glasses.
90s. Yeah,
like I got them back then.
I literally looked at, I think, 20 thrift stores and
last minute.
I literally had, I was so frustrated that I went up and I was like, to the people, and I was like, do you know who Nardwar is? Can you please just help me find Nardwar glasses? And it was, finally we found these. I hope we pay homage.
Oh, it's amazing. I really appreciate that. You know, it's so good. Thank you. Yay!
We're like a family now, don't we? Now we actually look like a family.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. Like, your wasteland experience came in handy, didn't it?
It really did. It really did. Years of experience.
No, Tom Petty, he's an important person for you guys, isn't he?
He is the most important person to us.
Why is that? Like, he has good guitar techs?
I don't know about his guitar techs.
It's a really important
guitar tone, maybe.
Like, when did you get into the Petty? Was your dad into the Petty? How'd you get into Petty, and why is he important?
Our dad wasn't that into Petty, I think.
Mom
but
loved Petty.
Mom loved Petty. I think it was kind of like a... So, like, we kind of discovered it on our own, one of the artists that we did.
Well, we actually went to go see the Strokes at the Bowl. A couple of years back, we snuck in, we hopped the fence, and they were opening for Tom Petty. And like, we love Tom Petty, but it wasn't until we saw him live that it was like, holy shit, like this is the best thing ever. And then we ended up becoming friends with Ben Mont because he plays at this place called Largo all the time. And we actually had him play on one of our songs.
But when you went to the Petty gig, did you pick up a tour program?
I don't think so. And I feel like you're about to tell me if I did. Yeah.
Well, you're going to pick one up right now. I have an official Tom Petty tour program from 85 for you guys.
God, amazing.
And check it out. It's pretty cool. Like, look what they did for tour programs. Like, when you
don't come around here no more. Yeah.
Like, on the tour, they gave these night... they basically gave out... Isn't it amazing?
Oh, my God. Look at Ben Mont.
Oh, my God. Look at Ben Mont.
Ben Mont.
So he played with you.
Yeah. Yes. He played on a couple of our songs.
So now you can get him to autograph the tour program.
Oh, my God.
Did he make any more appearances in here?
Oh, wait, Mike Campbell. Wait. Tom Petty. Wait, he's coming up.
What are we doing here again? Please explain.
We're looking for Benmont. Benmont Tench. Wow, that's terrifying.
I'm looking at a tour program.
Love for Ferretti, but...
Oh, look at that.
There he is. Look at that. Oh, my God.
How did you hook up with him? Because that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, he's amazing.
We ended up just playing. He loves just jamming, kind of. I know it sounds really dorky, but just jamming at random jam sessions in LA. And we ended up playing together once, and he liked one of our songs, and he wanted to. He said, "If you ever record it, I'm down to play on it." So he came to Sunset Sound.
He doesn't have the best bass face. Go back. See, no bass face. No bass face. That's a chill bass face. That's not nothing going on there.
There we have it. Tom Petty for a high.
There we go.
I'm so glad there's a connection. That's awesome.
See, there's the connection. That's the connection. Put the shags back.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, please explain what's going on here.
Danielle, I dropped the shags.
You dropped the shags. No. It's okay. They're back together again.
I can help something too. I mean, Elvis, I mean, I have enough free hand. The Elvis.
How's the perfume going? Can you smell me?
Still going. Wait.
Do I smell like Elvis?
You smell like Elvis.
I smell like Elvis. Now, we talk about Tom Petty, but, quote, fuck bitches get...
money.
Fuck bitches get...
euros?
Yes! What is that all about there, Danielle? Fuck bitches get euros?
It's the Super Smash Brothers.
One of my closest friends growing up, Dick Fink and Nicholas Fenmore, have made a band called the Super Mash Bros. They're a DJ group, and their album was called Fuck Bitches Get Euros.
And they had one of our... They mixed one of our songs.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot. They did... Oh, no! Mom and Dad, they were the first people to put our song into a mashup, and it was pretty much the start at the Unknown Theater in LA. I love you guys. We love them so much.
Us, Super Mash Bros, and this band called Dracula Mountain, also an amazing band, and we called ourselves the Holy Trinity because we like playing shows together so much.
And Champions League also. We were Holy Trinity and Champions League, but it was all good.
Quote. Saw the show. Want to bone down with any of you single ladies? Blank, rude word. Bye, whenever.
Oh my God, what? That's definitely it. Did you say that?
That was, I think, on your Tumblr.
Me?
Or Instagram was a note that was left on one of your hotel room doors.
Oh! gosh. Oh my gosh. We played.
Did I read the note correctly?
You did. I tried to.
I said rude word. I said rude word.
Yeah. We played a show in Palm Springs at Coachella. There was like a pool party that we played, and Serge with an umlaut. He felt like saying it and slipped that note
under our door.
And it was pretty much that was the first creepy thing that has ever happened to us. And I mean, I hope it happens again.
There's going to be many more of those moments
I'm
to come.
I'm sure.
How do you guys screen the phone numbers that you give out to people? Because there's a lot of phone numbers that are given out, isn't there?
I answer all of them. I don't screen phone calls.
How do you stop her?
I don't.
She doesn't. That's the problem. We can't stop her. She's unstoppable.
But even your mom is in on it. Like, she has like code words, like local talent. She has some code words.
No. My mom.
Local talent.
Talented male musicians.
Young suitors.
Suitors that happen to play music.
She's always looking out. You know, she's a mom. She wants to make sure we're taking
care. The definition of local talent needs to be defined. It isn't just local talent.
No. It's a man who is talented in the musical persuasion, who also hopefully happens to be attractive.
And a gentleman.
Because we are gentle ladies.
Now, Esty had the quote, Danielle.
I think it was our first interview with NME, and obviously really I don't even know how to describe this quote.
I actually had a filter on that day. I really was trying to say things that were PG, and I had a relapse. I had a moment where there was no filter. And I said,
quote,
I'm not going to say it because
we can't say it. Believe me, my mom was, it was, you got, whoever wants to see the quote can look it up. It's definitely not hard to find, but my mom and my dad were not pleased.
It's not hard if you chisel down through the Bronx to get to it, right?
Yeah. You can just chisel it down.
I mean, Esty, you won an award. Like, you got quote of the year. I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Let's give it up.
You know what? I know. But Alana actually won an actual NME award for best Twitter.
I did. It just happened a couple of days ago.
However, still, we have to recognize your award. And I have a gift for you guys, all of you guys, to Sharon an award for the best quote of the year. Some promo pics of Peter Green era Fleetwood Mac.
Oh my god.
Please explain the Peter Green era and your connection to it.
A song called Oh Well Live. Big Peter Green fans. And
that era was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, every
it was
era
more awesome, like rocky
song, but it's not. It's a cover, and it's just a lot. It's cool that a lot of people haven't heard it, and we love that era. A lot of people only know like Rumors era of Fleetwood Mac, so I love the Peter Green era.
Shout out to Peter Green, promo pick.
Shout out to Peter Green.
But I guess, you know, Alana, you did win Twitter.
Yeah.
You won Twitter.
I won it.
In honor of that, lastly, have to give you a little reward here, a Prince tour program.
Oh my God.
Did you find?
From 1984, Neptune Records in Vancouver, 1984-85, Prince tour.
Lisa.
And he might be here at South By.
I know. We're going to try and
see. We could maybe sign it. Oh,
do you have the hookup to this?
Yeah, can you help us sneak in?
This will be the hookup. You throw this on stage.
Well, you know, Esty almost got arrested at a Prince concert.
Yeah, please explain.
Because I tried to get on stage, and I think the security thought that I was going to do something to him.
Well, and you would have.
To be fair, he asked all the ladies to come up on stage, and we were kind of...
We were in the
nosebleed section, but we ran down.
Down to the floor. I was wearing like 6-inch heels.
And the picking girls to come on stage,
like, would not
totally overlooked us.
Yeah, we were like,
How can you tell, like, the pickers?
Well, she was literally going like, you.
Usually it's the guy is doing the picker.
It was his dance.
Times have changed.
I know.
Well, yep. Change of the times.
They're picking people, but not picking you.
No, yeah. We tried.
She took it upon herself. She saw like a table that was just
like a table right near the stage.
And on her 6-inch heels, she hopped onto the table. I literally saw this happening because I was too scared to go up. She had one hand up. She was on it. She felt victory. Victory was there. And then all of a sudden, the security guard with his hand on her face, literally by her face,
pushed me.
push back. Yeah. And there were security guards. Like, I think this is like a tactic that they use. I don't know. But there were security guards behind her that caught her.
Yeah,
so pushed by the face, catching, and then literally three.
By my arms.
At least five security guards took her by her arms and escorted her out of the section.
And I tried to get them to stop by telling them I was diabetic and that I was hurting, and they were hurting me.
So did anybody end up on stage, though? Like,
no. Yeah.
Wait, no, none of us.
Well, but who ended up on stage? How did they do?
I don't know.
People. Didn't someone say, oh, Christina Applegate got on stage?
Yeah.
Bitch.
And you were the rock and roll band?
Rockin' Haim, and we are Haim.
We are Haim!
And Cyril Hahn.
Love Cyril Hahn.
From Vancouver. Yeah. From Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yes, love Cyril Hahn.
What's the Cyril Hahn-Vancouver connection to Haim? Could you please explain that? There's a lot of explaining with Haim, isn't there?
No, we're just huge. We were huge fans of his Say My Name remix, so we kind of reached out to him, and he was happy to do a remix for us, so...
So when you reach out to somebody, do you reach out like in a Prince way? Or
we do it like this. We reach out like this. And then you get that.
That's, we just do a hand in the face. That's when you know that we like you. Hand in the face.
Nardwar.
You've had a lot of practice at that.
It's true. We've learned from the security guards. Just take them by the face, push.
Tactic. Yeah. Hand. Oh, do you want me to do it to you again?
Feel free. Yeah.
In the face.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
I'll fix your hat for you. There you go.
Well, thanks so much, Haim. I really appreciate, again, the amazing hats. Thank you so much. That's so, so nice of you. I really appreciate it. And the glasses, too, because those actually were harder, as you were saying, to actually
find. Very hard to find. Very hard to find.
Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
We love you, and we want to come to Canada really bad.
Yes.
Yes, we agree.
Well, thanks so much, Haim. Keep on rocking in the free world. And doo-doo-da-loo-doo.
Doo-doo!
We'll be right back.
and you're still listening to the Nardwuar Show. You the Cyril Hahn remix of Don't Save Me. Himes, Don't Save Me. Cyril Hahn from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Remix version by Heim. And before that, an interview with Heim by me, Nardwuar the Human Serviette, on the Nardwuar the Human Serviette radio show. And to end the Nardwuar the Human Serviette radio show, gonna play a bunch of things. Gonna end right now with Cold Warps from Nova Scotia, Don't Haunt Me, Okay? And then a whole bunch of tracks from a brand new EP by The Throwaways. Gonna hear a whole bunch of tunes by The Throwaways. So here are The Cold Warps from Nova Scotia on the Nardwuar the Human Serviette radio show with Don't Haunt Me, Okay?
I'm afraid of your ghost. day. Just can't wait. Just can't wait for my Friday day. Oh.
You're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. Just want to jam in a few more tunes there. You got to hear right there, Guards with Silver Lining. And before that, a whole bunch of tracks from The Throwaways from Calgary, Alberta. We heard Closer, Deadbeat, Irksome, Turn Over to 7-inch EP, and you hear Taco Belly and Friday Date. And before that, we heard The Cold Warps from Nova Scotia, Halifax, Nova Scotia with Don't Haunt Me. Coming up right now to totally end the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show for today, Thought would play something that you might actually hear this weekend. Yes, the Courtneys are playing as part of Music Waste this weekend in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Check out Music Waste on the web, and you can attend their concert and hear this tune, if you would like to, which is from the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 3 CD. We'd like to play their brand new release. Don't have it here yet, right in front of me, but we'll endeavor to find that in upcoming weeks. So here's the Courtneys, who you can hear this weekend in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The Courtneys from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, with 90210 on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show.
Yahoo and other internet firms, giving the government the ability to collect emails, search history, and live chats of users around the world. We'll speak with journalist Glenn Greenwald, the reporter who broke the story. All that and more.